people 180 all the time. 180, you know, like in skate rap, when you're laying the ramp, grinding into the sunset, and then whammo. You flip on the lip and about face so radically that people just scratch their heads going, whoa! It's the ultimate flip-flop. Here are some awesome examples of flip-flop phenomenon in normal life. First, there's personal 180s. You know how one day you're totally grossed out by the thought of eating one icky olive? Then, the next day you wake up and there's the coolest food you ever ate. Then there's public 180s. Like when you're in the cafeteria bonding with the girls.
Boys, who needs them?
No, no kidding.
Girls, rule.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you're extinct. Okay, here's the creepiest 180 of the decade. I can't explain it, and it's happening right inside my house. Something's wrong with Ferguson. See, he's not himself. He's nice. Fishface is like having your hair set on fire and put out with a sledgehammer on a daily basis. At least it used to be, until he went soft. This whole Mr. Nice Guy stuff is just the tip of the dirty, rotten iceberg. Something is rotten in the state of Fergville, I know it. Here's some positive proof. Ferguson's Game Boy is an extension of his right arm. So how come he took it to school? And now it's gone. And what about his favorite baseball cap? That's gone too. And here's the clue that'll make your blood curdle, Dumbo.
Wombat.
Could somebody get that?
I'll get it.
I swear I'll get that happy monster before he sugars me to death if it's the last thing I do. Oh, hi, Sam. Hi, Clarissa. You can set it up wherever you want.
I knew your room would be great.
Just don't use Elvis's pool as a sand trap.
Hey, thanks for letting me putt in your personal space.
No problem. I guess your dad's not into putt-putt at home.
Nah. I think it was slipping on the golf ball I wedged underneath the rug that pushed him over the edge.
Sam, what would you do if your dad did a 180?
Whoa, that would be gnarly. But I don't think my dad can skateboard.
No, I mean, if your dad did a 180 in life, you know, a mighty flip and a radical flop of the unexplainable kind.
Oh, like when dad says it can stay up till 2, then he sees something on PBS about raising children and boom, it's bedtime?
No, worse. What if his whole personality changed? Ferguson's made a severe 180.
Is he still a Republican?
Yeah.
And how much could have changed?
You don't understand. Ferguson's been so friendly. It's so pleasant. I don't recognize him.
It's probably a new negotiating tactic. Like, be nice now, make me eat dirt later kind of thing.
Whatever it is, it's weird. Hey, you didn't borrow my Walkman, did you?
No, have you looked around?
I checked everywhere. My personal stereo is definitely lost.
Well, do you know where you were when you lost it?
Sam, if I knew where I was when I lost it, then I'd know where it is, and it wouldn't be lost.
Oh, I see your point. I'll take a look around my house.
Thanks, Sam. Maybe Mom knows where it is.
What about the grandmother from Flagstaff? She broke the chain, sprained her back, and never went dancing again.
Janet, we don't know anything about this grandmother. I mean, maybe she's a daredevil who hurt herself jumping over the Grand Canyon on her Harley.
Mom.
What about this oral surgeon from Rhode Island? He broke the chain and contracted a painful, itchy rash.
Sunburn. Haven't you ever heard of sunburn?
Dad,
have you seen my...
Marshall, I don't think you should tempt the fate.
Oh, you mean I have to send out 50 of these dumb chain letters in 24 hours, or I'm going to hurt my back and get a rash?
And you'll probably lose your wedding ring, too. See, it says here there was this lady in Sheboygan who was roasting brisket when her toaster oven blew
off. Mom, have you seen my...
Janet, I can't worry about every little thing.
I just think you should be careful. Breaking a chain letter is like breaking a promise.
But I didn't promise anything to anybody. So how can I be breaking something that I never promised in the first place?
See? It's affecting you already. It's putting you in a bad mood. Dear, do you need something?
Oh, I was just looking for my Walkman. It's lost.
Do you know where you were when you lost it?
Mom, if I knew where I was when I lost it, then I'd know where it is. Oh, never mind. I'll keep looking. Thanks anyway, Mom.
Look, Janet. I'm not superstitious, right? And I'm not going to be intimidated by this dumb chain letter.
I wouldn't do that.
You're right. I'm not going to throw it away.
Good.
I'm going to burn it.
Marshall, darling, what about that barber in Corpus Christi?
Hey, Squidlips, what happened to your shoes?
Well, I was out walking. On coals.
Walking on coals?
It's an ancient Polynesian tribal custom performed on the eve of the annual monsoon. It's an initiation rite of the warriors of the Ngorongoro tribe of New Guinea.
Okay, Mr. Anthropology. Hey, you don't happen to know where my personal stereo might be?
No.
Now, why don't I believe him?
Gee, that's too bad about your personal stereo. I really hope you find it.
How come your room looks so different?
Oh, just a little spring cleaning.
Where's your stamp collection?
Sold it.
And your chess set?
Left it on a bus.
What about your remote-controlled Lamborghini?
Drove it off a cliff. See?
Okay, Fergface, what's going on?
Nothing. Okay, I didn't tell you this because I thought you'd laugh. See, sis... I had a revelation. An inner voice spoke to me.
I hope it wasn't in public.
No, it was in the bathroom. The voice told me to donate my material possessions to the Happy Land Orphanage for Boys. So I did. Now I am at peace because I know that some deserving child has my favorite chess set.
You said you left your chess set on a bus.
Oh, I did. On the way to the orphanage.
Was that before or after your daily walk on hot coals?
Well, actually...
Can a scam, crudhead, and give me back my Walkman.
Come on, sis. I really don't know where it is.
Read my lips. I want my Walkman!
Okay, I admit it. I borrowed it. I had to. But I left it at school.
At school? Well, now you can get it back.
Okay, I'll get it back.
Swear on it.
I swear. I will absolutely, positively get your Walkman back. I couldn't get it back.
What do you mean you couldn't get it back?
I tried.
Ferguson, we've done some mean stuff to each other, but I don't go around stealing your stuff. How could you take my tape player?
He already had mine.
Who did?
Somebody took your personal stereo?
It went to a very worthy cause.
Oh, yeah, what cause?
Me, I'm alive.
What?
I get to live another day because I gave Clifford Spleen her for your tape player. Wednesday, I was saved by my sneakers. Monday, I was...
Whoa, Clifford Spleen her? That's bad news.
How could you let some bully take my stuff?
Let is really the wrong word.
Ferguson, you're such a wimp.
I am not a wimp. I just want to live to graduate from junior high school. Is that okay?
You need a bodyguard or something.
I already called an agency. It's really expensive. There's no one to protect me. Unless... Sis... You could talk to him.
How am I gonna?
You have to. You're my older sister. You don't know what it's like walking barefoot in a park full of broken glass and slugs and dog doo.
Ferguson, spare me the details.
Come on!
I have to think about it.
I can't believe it. I lost it. I can't believe it.
Dad, are you okay?
I was standing at the sink, and then I looked around, and my wedding ring was gone.
Marshall? You lost your wedding ring? Our sacred band of marriage?
I don't know what happened. I was standing at the sink and
it's
I...
It's that chain letter. It's because you broke the chain. You're doomed to have bad luck.
Would you forget about that stupid chain letter? What about...
Oh! 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 No!
Oh!
golf balls, Miss McGee.
Don't worry, Samuel. It's not your fault. Marshall broke the chain, and now the fates are angry.
The fates didn't send me that nasty letter. Jack, my ex-friend, did. I'm gonna kill him. Oh, if I can ever get up again.
Don't strain yourself, dear.
It's okay. I'm all right.
Oh, Marshall! What are you scratching?
I wasn't scratching. I was just touching my face.
You're not developing a rash, are you?
No.
Marshall.
Come on, sis. Are you going to help your brother who loves and admires you?
I just want my Walkman back.
Hey, maybe you could get mine back, too.
Okay. Look, Ferguson, this is stupid. Just tell your little friend to come over here tomorrow. I'll reason with him and set him straight.
That's the spirit. We'll show him his boss. We'll teach him a thing or two.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Hey,
diplomacy is my middle name.
Clarissa!
Okay, let's get this over with. Is there anything I should know about Clifford?
Yeah, he's your basic bully. You know, eats live animals with his bare hands.
Well, I see you've already had your growth spurt.
Clifford, Clarissa. Clarissa, Clifford. That's Newt.
Okay, Clifford, let's not beat around the bush. I think you have my Walkman, and I'd like it back.
Right on! Yes,
Clifford says, where's the computer?
I didn't hear him say anything.
Clifford says it better be a color monitor, or you can kiss your kneecaps goodbye.
What's this about my computer?
I told him he could have your computer. I couldn't just ask him to tea, could I?
Hand over your computer. Prepare to be thrashed by the master.
I didn't see him say that.
He doesn't talk. That's part of his mystique.
Clifford says he's warning you.
Why don't you talk for yourself?
He's saving his energy for when he rips out your intestine.
Okay, listen to me. You already have my Walkman. I am not giving you my computer.
Right on!
Sis?
Okay, he'll take a stereo or a CD player instead.
This is not Radio Shack. It's my house.
Right on!
Sis? Maybe your mother didn't tell you, but you can't just grab stuff you like and walk off with it.
Sis, help!
Well, obviously you can. Hey, let him go. He's my brother. If anyone's gonna clobber him, it's gonna be me. Pick on someone your own size. My Walkman.
Give him your computer or this will happen to you.
You creep. I'll get you for that.
Ooh, Clifford says you're on. Be here Sunday. Turn over the computer. He's gonna turn you into baby food.
Do you think he means mashed, creamed, or strained?
Cool. Na, 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 na.
Did you ever meet someone so unlucky that they get into accidents that were supposed to happen to other people? That's Dad's story since he fell under the curse of the broken chain. What happened to Dad's wedding ring? Will he have to marry the monster who lives in the kitchen drain?
No!
And what about his broken ankle? Will he be crippled and penniless for the rest of his days?
Hey! I'm for the poor!
And what about Clifford, the evil ogre with a thyroid problem? How will ye old story end?
Come on, Champ! Let's go!
Okay, Sam. It's training time.
Listen to the words of Muhammad Ali. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Hook him with the right and doink him in the eye. Take him to the cleaners and hang him out to dry.
Sam, can you really make me into a killing machine?
Well, at least I can keep you from getting killed. You gotta be prepared. Okay, let's lift that weight.
I think I need a break.
Okay, Jim. So how's your dad?
He's made a total 180.
Really?
You know how he hated chain letters and he wasn't superstitious?
Uh-huh.
Now he's really into it.
Weird.
You should have seen him hunting for his old letter.
I thought he threw it out.
I guess he had to sift through 3 weeks of garbage.
Did he find it?
Yeah, after he cut his finger on a bottle Ferguson forgot to recycle.
Okay, champ, let's give that weight another try. Okay, just remember, you're the champ, you're the champ, you're the champ, you're the champ.
I'm the champ.
You're the champ, come on.
I'm the champ. I'm not the champ.
I'm a tiny guppy fighting a great white shark.
Don't you realize it's the little guy who always knocks out 300-pound Hulk in the movies?
That's because it's a movie.
No, it's because the little guy's got a positive mental attitude. Okay, I think it's time for an inspiration break. See, I've worked up a training aid to increase your mental toughness. Knock his block off, jab him in the chin. Pop him in the kisser, then do it again.
Knock his block off, jab him in the chin. Who am I fighting?
Just some of Clifford's evil ancestors. Okay, here's Napoleon. Jab, jab.
Take that, you French fry!
Watch out for Tola Hunt!
Hey, get a hairbrush! Oh, hi, Henry.
Look, Henry is trying to kill you with a mutton chop.
Take that, you pig!
All right!
Let me at him. I'm gonna tear down Clifford's playhouse once and for all.
That's the attitude! Now lift that weight! You're the champ! You're the champ!
Wow. It's going to take a miracle to beat that big jerk. Curse that Clifford Spleen Harper. Hey, wait a minute.
What are you thinking?
A curse. I'll put a curse on Clifford.
Where are you going to get a curse?
Oh, Dad. Hey, Dad, we could take some of these letters for you if you want.
Well, that's very generous of you, dear.
Thanks, sport. How many do you want?
I don't know.
30. 30?
Yeah, 15 for me and 15 for Sam.
Aw, thanks, Sam. That's great. Okay, here you go, guys.
Now, you can't send them to strangers or it won't work.
Don't worry, Mom.
This guy's strange, but he's not a stranger.
This guy?
You're sending 30 letters to the same person? Ferguson!
I told him we could have everything in my pockets. But I didn't have to take my pockets, too.
What happened, son?
What happened to your shirt,
it
dear?
It was Clifford, that scumbucket!
I guess it was warming up on me before he fights you.
Somebody's going to fight Clarissa?
Unless she gives him her computer.
Who is this bully?
Clifford Spleen Harper. Professional slughead and remedial reading king.
I don't believe this. I've cursed my own family, huh? Well, curse or no curse, no two-ton gorilla's gonna intimidate my family.
Careful, dear!
Mom, wouldn't this be a great time for a family vacation to Lower Tasmania?
Nobody's going anywhere. I'm gonna put a stop to this right now. I'm gonna call Clifford's parents, and we are gonna settle this like rational adults.
But Dad, he'll know I'm ratted! He'll turn me into kitty litter!
It's okay, Ferguson. Your father will work this out.
Hello, Mrs. Spleenhofer? Yeah, hi. My name is Marshall Darling. Yes. No, my daughter is not snotty. I think it's your son that's impossible. You didn't bite him, did you, sport? Oh, no, your son's not telling the truth. You see, he's been terrorizing my kids. Hey, be reasonable, huh? No, I'm not a weenie. If you touch the tires on my cart... No. You tell that brat of yours to stay away from my kids.
I wonder what's the most rational thing to do now.
Up in my room. Packing.
So you really think this is going to work?
It's foolproof. If the bad luck doesn't get him, the itching powder will. Remember to hand deliver them, okay? I want to make sure the itching powder starts working in time for the fight.
Okay, champ. See ya.
You drive through Redwood. Pow! Pow! Pow!
Lisa, dear.
Well, hi, Mom.
I don't want you to get any wild ideas about fighting this bully. Put away those gloves, and when Clifford gets here tomorrow, I want you to leave it up to your father.
You mean the guy in the crutches?
Your father is perfectly capable of taking care of this bully. I know this boy has been pestering you and your brother, but violence is no way to...
But don't you want me to stand up for myself? I have to.
Look, Clarissa, I know what you're going through, but fighting just won't work. When I was your age, I had a terrible time with Hillary Heffer.
Really? What happened?
She hated me because she thought I was a goody-goody.
But, Mom, I thought you were a goody-goody.
Well, even if I was, that's no reason to put tacks on my seat and pour a whole jar of mayonnaise in my gym locker.
What happened?
Well, actually, we moved.
You mean you never settled the score?
No, but I still don't
think... Doesn't that burn you up?
No. Well, yes. Sometimes I wanted to whack...
Oh, honey.
I'm sorry, dear. I was just warning Clarissa about...
Dad, you gotta let me handle Clifford. It's my problem, and a girl's gotta defend herself.
Sport fighting him is wrong.
So is being defenseless just because I'm a girl.
Clarissa, are you really going to mix it up with this Clifford character?
Gee, I hope not. Look, I don't want to fight Clifford, but I gotta make sure he never bothers me and Ferguson again. Don't you wish you told Hillary Heffer off?
Sport, you've gotta promise me that you won't let this thing get out of hand.
I promise.
All right. Well, we'll be here if you need us.
Thanks, Mom.
You should have seen Clifford's face when I delivered the letters. I don't think he even knows what a zip code is.
Hey, Sam, did you ever get the feeling like tomorrow's gonna be the last day of the rest of your life?
Come on, you've just got pre-fight jitters. Don't you think Muhammad Ali felt that way before the thriller in Manila?
I know, but...
You can get through it. Otherwise, you get fat and say stuff like, I could have been a contender, all the time.
I know, but...
I can see it now. Bright lights, a smoking ring, the air is thick with anticipation. You're trained, and now you're ready for the battle of the century.
Float like a butterfly. Sting like a... Oh, sorry. Are you okay?
Well, champ, it's up to you. I gotta fly.
See you, coach. I should get some sleep. Even fighters need their beauty rest.
Clifford's been waiting for this his whole life.
He doesn't seem to be cursed, and he's not edgy.
Yeah, I know. We'll try the power suggestion. Come on, Rambo.
All right.
Put up your dukes. I'm a lean, mean fighting machine, and you, Clifford Spleenheffer, are dead meat.
Hold on. The man has to tell you something.
With his own mouth?
The big guy's got to get something off his chest.
You are so beautiful to me.
What?
He has trouble expressing himself in words.
You are so beautiful to me. Can't you see?
What's happening?
You're everything I hope for.
No way. I guess the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Yep, he's gone.
You are so beautiful.
Thanks.
To
me. I guess I'll never get to use my right hook now.
One more time!
You are so beautiful.
Never gonna find that darn ring.
So, what happened with Clifford?
This was great.
Talk about a 180.
Yeah, first it looked like there was going to be a fight. Then it looked more like there was going to be a wedding.
Zip it up, clam breath.
Really?
Yeah, I guess no one ever had the guts to stand up to Clifford Spleenheffer before. It must have sent him over the edge.
Clarissa and Clifford sitting in a tree.
Put a sock in it, Rump Rose.
Well, at least you settled your differences. I don't know what you did, sport, but it obviously worked.
I don't know about that, Dad.
You are the sunshine of my life. Yeah, that's why I'll always be around.
Boy, he sure knows a lot of love
you
songs.
You are the apple of my eye. Yeah, that's why I'll always
First
be around.
First comes love, then comes marriage. then.
Hey! Maybe I will get to use my right hook after all.
Mom!
Clarissa Explains It All was taped at Nickelodeon Studios, Universal Studios, in Orlando, Florida.